Okay, I would like to review the Chazara sheet with you. I'm naive enough to think that everybody knows everything on the sheet, and I'm inclined to just go through it in 2 minutes, assuming that everyone knows whatever is here, but best thing would be to review it. Ki'ilu, you're looking at it a year later, and you're trying to remember all of the nekudas of Chazaka that we had learned, at least until this point. And I tried as best I could to sketch it out. It's an excellent piece of paper for Chazara. And I'd like to do the Chazara, and if we have time, add a little bit to some of the nekudas here. All right, the concept of Chazaka de Neikara, I assume you're all fully familiar with from yeshiva over the years. We all know that there's a chazaka, that the way something started, that's the way it stayed until the last possible moment. That's a chazaka de Meikara. And Cheskes HaGuf is the first, the 1, 2, and 3 are things that people are not familiar with. The fact that there's an order of strength to the chazakas. There's an order that one chazaka takes over before the other one. Cheskes HaGuf is the first. The chazaka that something physically didn't change. We had numerous examples of that. Examples of an isha remaining a besula until the last minute. It's cheskes haguf. The issue of someone is mesupik when there's a yartzeit. He doesn't know when the nifta died. They find the body and they don't know when he died. Cheskes haguf says he was alive until the last moment. Until such time as we found him dead. So that is the Cheskes HaGuf. I mentioned to you a case, it's a Mishnah in Taharis. Somebody in the middle of the night touched somebody who was sleeping. In the morning they find that he's actually dead. When did he die? Did he die after he touched him? And then he's tar? Or did he die before he touched him and then he's tame? So we give the Cheskes HaGuf that a person is alive until such time as a person is aware that he died. That's Cheskes HaGuf. Cheskes Chai. Cheskes Hadin is the second most powerful chazaka, and that's a chazaka where we say the halacha didn't change. If she was mutter to other people till now, we say that she's still mutter to other people until the last minute that her heter could have left. Mutter is not a cheskes haguf. It's a chazaka in din. We assume that halacha changed. Something was tameh. And we don't know when it became tar. Well, tar may become tame. Now, if it has to do with the dead body, that's a chazaka haguf. When did the body die? But if it has to do with not with a chazaka de meikara that's physical, it only has to do with a chazaka de meikara of in halacha. So if it's a nidain in halacha alone, so then the chazaka of din paskins ice. Is it tame or is it tar? So it depends. If the nidin is a physical nidin, when did the mikvah lose its water? That's cheskes haguf. You say that mikvah is a cheskes haguf. If it's not a shayla in the mikvah, there's some sort of a safik in the kli is tame, it's a safik if it was nitfal kedin, some sort of 50-50 safik, however you imagine it. That's a safik in the guf, whether it's tame or tar. A safik in the guf, it stays tar, achivad l'chabama nitma. Actually, that's not such a good example because Tum and Tahira, the Xeris Hakasiv, Safik Bishus Arabim, is Tame, is Tar, Bishus Bishus Yafid is Tame. But the concept, conceptually, that's the idea. There's Chesdin also. He started Tar. You see, there. He started Tahar. It's not a question when did he become Tame. It's a question if he became Tame. So Chesedin would say that he was Tahar, he should stay Tahar. But Shaila Chesedin comes up in situations where the suffix in the Hishtanos has to do with not with a physical change to something, but it's a change. The question is when did it change? We say it changed as late as possible. Taisus and Subis asks, why do you go Basel Cheskes Haguf? In the case of a person who marries someone, and Amanah she'en lecha mum. And then they find later that she has some mum. Obviously, it wasn't an apparent mum. So she has some type of mum. We don't know, did the mum come after the marriage? Or did the mum come before the marriage? It's a suffix. Cheskes Haguf says the mum came later. Assuming it's not a mum a person's born with, the mum, Cheskes Haguf says it came later. Cheskes Chazaka in Din, well, after the wedding, she's the Cheskes Eishes Ish. So now you want to change the Cheskes Eishes Ish. To change that, it's like Nishreta, the Cheskes Kosher, until you know there was a treifus. She had Kedushin, the Cheskes Eishes Ish, Achi Yavagalacha, Bama, it's all. So there, you have a Chazak, Cheskes Haguf says it happened later. That it happened later, that she's an Eishes Ish. The Chazaka in Din, well, in this case also tells you it happened later, she stayed Eishes Ish. There's no snow reyes before the wedding. So those are two examples of a Chazaka. Cheskes Haguf and a Chazaka in Din. Okay, when there's a reyes semechayim, it's the reverse. She has a Cheskes Pnuya, and we don't know if she became an Eishes Ish. Okay, Chazaka de Hashta, we didn't discuss at all, except when I mentioned it initially. Chazaka de Hashta is the reverse, when there is no Chazaka de Meikara. There's a Chazaka de Hashta, and you don't know how far back the Chazaka de Hashta goes. You don't know how far back. You know now there's a certain status. Now the mikveh is chaser. You don't know, was the mikveh ever malay? So the Chazaka de Hashta would say that it was always a mikveh that was chaser. And that would say that you go back and you say it was chaser until the last time that a person could know the reverse. These are the three chazakas and the order in which they count. Chazaka de Hashta is a controversial chazaka, it's not a Gemara, and it's debated. But those are the three chazakas. If you see sometimes a concept of Tati L'Reyesa, the word Tati L'Reyesa in this context is a shaila in the Rishayim. When you have two and three together against one, Taisus says two and three beat one. One is stronger than two. One is stronger than three. If you have two and three together, that's called a Tati L'Reyesa. It's stronger than number one. That's Taisus Shita. And that's Tati L'Reyesa. What? You're right. And that's the normal case of Chazaka de Hashta. Taisus talks about the mikveh case, where you have a mikveh that was full, a safik, now it's chaser, and a safik, if bishas tefillah, it was chaser. So Taisus says that here you have a chazaka de hashta, now it's chaser. You have a chazaka of din, it was tame, it stayed tame, against the chazaka de beikara, that it was full, and it stayed full. The Taisus shita is that the two, that's his hezbra in the Gemara, that the two are stronger than the one. That's Tati L'Reyesa. So there are hechatimsis where you could have such a thing. And again, it's not our sugya, I'm just mentioning it derech akach. Okay, so the second line is kishesh stira becheskes haguf hadin kiddush al manah she'en baimum. That's where there's a safik with his reyesa mechayim, remember before the marriage, and if there was a mum or not. So there, the Cheskes Haguf says that the mum came later. Cheskes Hadin is a shaila, says she's a pnuya, she didn't become an Eishes Ish. And there, Taisus in Ksubis, I think, Afayin Hey, says his rule that the Cheskes Haguf is always stronger. He says a klal, the Cheskes Haguf is always stronger than the Cheskes Hadin, and that's the source for that order. Yishri Tati L'Reyesa there too. And right now, she has a mum. So why isn't it a Tati L'Reyesa? See, I'm not holding in the sugi. I think that only Taurus is only when something is chasav asa, something that's gradual. We say Tati L'Reyesa, and I guess it's sort of a reyes in the haskala. When it's chasav asa, when a mikveh slowly loses, then we say it. And then some mitzvah. Okay. The third line is the Makar, and that everyone knows Chazaka da Hashta. Very few people know the Makar, and Chulin Daf Yud is from Tsaras. The case of Tsaras Habotim. And again, the case is where the Kayin is told to lock up the house and come back in a week. And at the end of the week, the Tsaras has gotten smaller during the Hesker, during the time the door is locked, then it's a simon that the Tsaras is tar. The problem is that in many cases, the Kayin can't see the Tsaras when he closes the door. It could be in a different room. It could be on top of the door, on the inside. So when he walks out, he can't see it as he closes the door. Maybe it got smaller before he left. So the Gemara says that from here we learn now, Chazaka Demeikar, you assume it didn't change. It did change. You came and changed. The answer is that Chazaka Demeikar says the change took place as late as possible. And the Meila, the house is tar.
We're afraid of changing that tenth of a second when we didn't close the door.
Could be a tenth of a second, or it could be 10 minutes, whatever the Metzius is.
Close the door. Yeah. Close
the door. How long? Well, if you can see it as he's closing the door, there'll be a tenth of a second. It's possible that the neg has the next room. So 2 minutes, 3 minutes, even that, that's the Gemara. Chazaka de Meikar, the concept that we say things didn't change. The Chazaka, that's a Cheskes HaGuf, but Memeila, as far as we understand, Cheskes HaDin should be the same. The fourth line is the idea that a Chazaka de Meikar is a Hanhaga and not a Birur. I can't say with certainty that everyone agrees with it, but I think so. That it's what we call an Hanhaga Sasveikis. It's a way to behave when you have Sveikis. It's an haga, not a beer. It doesn't prove. Two Eidim proves something. Now people tell me two Eidim is also not an absolute proof. Roiv is also not an absolute proof. It's true. Roiv is not an absolute proof. Two Eidim could lie. They're not absolute proof. There are a certain amount of proof. And there's a Gzeres HaKasuv that's enough of a proof to Paskin. Two Eidim is enough of a proof to Paskin a halacha. It's true. Three Eidim is better and four Eidim is better. But that's where the Torah draws the line. Two Eidim is enough of a proof, but it's still a proof. The word proof doesn't mean 100% proof. It means it's an amount of a raya. Raya is also a certain amount of raya. There's a kasa that you can rely on raya. I would never think in Svari you can rely on raya. The person's not going to go in a place in Sakonis Nefashis if it's a 51% chance he won't die. But nevertheless, in halacha, you're allowed to do it. The Torah says that you go basar raya. And whatever the Rav paskins, that's the Gzeres HaKasuv. That's called a birur. A birur is not a proof, but it doesn't mean an absolute proof. Chazak Demeikara is not a mashahu of proof. It could have changed any time at all. But the Torah says that's how to be noyig in cases of sekes. That's what I want you to do when you don't know. Now the first nafkamina, kapara, didn't go over so well by everybody, the chilik. I chose that one first because I thought it was the easiest, but some of you had problems with it. So let me try to explain it again, if I make it better or worse. But what's the case of kapara? The shot is the following. Let's say the Torah tells me I'm allowed to rely on Rav. Torah says you're allowed. Chatzili, a lateral lie on Rav. We'll say the Rabbanu Wargai, Warangaiser. We're talking in the case where there's no Siyav the Rabban. The Torah says that you're allowed to go Basar Rav. So I go Basar Rav. What am I doing when I'm going Basar Rav? I'm saying the Torah allows me to hang my head on the fact that it's most likely not Treif. In such a case where the Torah allows me, the Torah is allowing me to take a certain amount of chance. Torah says that amount of risk is okay. You could assume that things are fine. You have a right to make an assumption that things are fine. That's what birur means. Birur means it's a certain level of proof. And the Torah says that amount of proof is enough. Let's say it turns out that I was fooled. Either the Edom are liars, or the Rav was not a Rav. The Gemara, well, Gemara's not talking about Rav, it's talking about two Eidim. Gemara, at the beginning of the ninth parak, says, oh, is it ninth parak or tenth parak? Tenth parak. The Gemara says that if two Eidim fool you, so there's a need for a kapara. Mishnah says you don't have to bring a carbon if it's done in certain cases. In certain cases you do, in certain cases not. But in any event, you need a kapara for relying on Edom who fooled you. Why? Because he made a mistake. What was your mistake? The mistake was he trusted the Edom. The Torah gave you rishus to do it, but you were fooled. Lamaisa, at the time that you were relying on the Edom, you were relying on something phony. When you rely on something phony, you need a kapara. Now, I think we understand that. Our hard time is not with that. Our hard time is the Ramah. The Ramah said that when you rely on chazaka de meikara, you don't need a kapara. Someone who's bayal ishtai, and she's person needed in the middle. What was his heter to be bayal? His heter was to assume it's not going to change. She's not in Nida, she'll probably stay not in Nida. She's not going to stay in Nida forever, but I have a right to assume that now she's not going to be in Nida. So therefore, he's bayal her, and she's pierced in Nida in the middle. So the Ramah says, you don't need a kapara. Why don't you need a kapara? So the way the Night of Yehuda explains it, it's the Chuvah's Night of Yehuda, who comes to explain the difference between relying on a chazaka and relying on shtei edim. The difference is that when you relied on the two edim, you're being fooled. In Shemayim, they're looking down at you and they're saying, Nebuch, he's being fooled. At the time you rely on them, you're being fooled. You're making a mistake. You have a right to make a mistake. You have a right to rely on two edim. But at the end of the day, you're assuming there's a bearer that's not a bearer. Hashem came by Chazakis. By Chazakis, I'm not saying that I'm relying that this won't happen. I know it might happen. The Torah says you're allowed to rely on Chazakis. It's not because the odds are it won't change. It's nothing to do with odds. It's a din of Chazakis to Meikara. I'm allowed to rely on the Chazakis to Meikara. If I'm allowed to rely on the Chazakis to Meikara, then I don't need a kapari afterwards. Because it's not because I hung my hat on the fact that she's not going to be Paris neither. No. I know she might. The Torah says that that's mutter. People told me the Torah said you're allowed to rely on Edom too. Yeah, but you relied on Edom that were fakes. They weren't really Edom. They were liars. So the Torah said you could rely on your perception, but your perception was a mistake. There was an error. Mishenka, when you rely on Chazaka, there was no error. Because Chazaka doesn't pretend to be a proof. Chazaka just tells you what to do when you don't know. So Mimela, that's the idea of Chazaka to Meikara being an absolute Hahaga. This comes up, there are some people who lost parents in Auschwitz or during wartime, and the Safikis went to shtel the yard site. When someone shtels a yard site based on a chazaka, the child is nervous. The child wants to do it for his parent. When a parent dies, all of a sudden children want to do everything for the parent. It's amazing transition from when the parent's alive to the parent's dead. He's alive, you know. Yeah, nish, nish. The parent is dead, so it's a big thing by kids. Yard size, people make machlekes and over. It's an emotional thing. So a lot of children, they say, you know, he might have died then, he might have died then. But even today, someone died in the hospital, and they don't know if it was before nightfall or after nightfall. A suffix. So we say, you go for a chazak, you do later. So people are very nervous. If the neshama died the previous day, so I'm messing up. I'm not doing the schusim on the yartzeit. I don't want to do both days. According to this Night of Yehuda, you don't have to. Because whatever you do, that's chlored it in. It's not like when two Adim tell you he died this day, then if they're wrong, you're doing the wrong day. You're being fooled. Chazak and Meikar can't establish the fact. He died when he died. But it establishes the yartzeit beyond the question. That's the yartzeit. I'm not sure how it works in Shemayim. It is the right day. That's the yard site. Within the Shema is the Shema knows of the day. It makes a lot of problems when people don't know which day. It makes all sorts of machlokes. What?
Did you say that he died afterwards? Did he find a body?
No. There we know that the death was not 11. They just didn't find the body. It wasn't his bar. There's no reason to say he died a day later. It's not when you find out. There are cases where you find a body and you can tell from the decomposition that it's 3 days old. So the yard site will be 3 days ago. It could be just 4 days ago, 5 days ago, but you take the spacus and you put it in the later. Trei v'trei seem to be a little easier. We said that when you have two against two, we're going to have the sugya of trei v'trei on Lamed Aleph. When you have two against two, it's a suffix. If you add more rayas to one side, it doesn't do anything for you. Trei kameya. If you have two against two and you add rayiv to the side, or you add migu to one side, it doesn't change anything. So you have two against two, you have the ultimate proof on both, on each side. So just like if you add Adim to one side, it doesn't help. You add Migo to one side, you add Raif to one side, it doesn't help. It's still Trei V'Trei. Yet, we know by Trei V'Trei, Chazaka Paskin Zais. How's that so? That by Trei V'Trei, Chazaka should Paskin? Ruba of Chazaka, Ruba is better than Chazaka. Why should Raif not be able to Paskin? Chazaka could Paskin. It's a great question. But the answer is that Raif is a bearer. You make a shvua. Shvua is a birr. Migu is a birr, according to most pushed away to understand. Migu, it's a proof. It's a proof I'm telling the truth. If I'm lying, I would have said something else. Proofs don't help once you have two. Two against two is the ultimate proof. Chazaka is not a proof. Chazaka is what you do when you don't know. What do you do when you don't know? So when you don't know, you go basa chazaka to make her. So that is not a problem to do in trei v'trei. Because two against two is the ultimate suffix. It's an absolute 50% suffix. Nothing can change it. Chazaka is what you do when you're misuffic. I'm not saying these Eidim are right. I'm not saying those Eidim are right. I'm saying I don't know. When you don't know, you go plus a chazaka. So it's nothing to do with saying these Eidim are right. I may be following what they said because chazaka is on their side. That's the idea of trei v'trei. Rabbi Chanan mentioned a couple of things. The most startling thing he mentioned is that when you go basa chazaka, if you make a shvua that it's so, that's not, he says you're not allowed to make a shvua that it's so. You have a case where you're going basa chazaka, you have a 50-50 suffix. The chazaka says that the yahrzeit is the second day. If someone were to make a shvua that the yahrzeit is that day, he would be a 50-50 suffix sheker. We don't know the fact. If you have two Eidim that say something, you're allowed to make a shvua that it's so. Eidim may be lying, but the Torah says that's a birur, that tells you the truth. Unless you find that differently, you can assume it's the truth. Someone makes a shvua based on two Eidim, so until we find out differently, assume the Eidim are right, it's a shvua sentence. Someone makes a shvua based on chazaka, it's still 50-50. How he behaves, a lot of act based on chazaka. But he can't swear that the facts are so. That's what
Rabbi Chanan
says.
What? For example, Caleb was up to a mikveh that was over and so before. So I can swear that Caleb now is Torah. Because it is.
I can swear the halach is that Torah. That's for sure. But he, I think Rabbi Chanan is saying you can't swear the fact. Because you don't know the fact. He's illustrating that you don't know the fact of the matter. You know what the fact is. Right. So the Gemara is a shayla later. If Eid Echad is stronger than Chazaka, how can Eid Echad be stronger than Chazaka? We call this a Chazaka in all these cases. So he says, Rabbi Chanan says, because Eid Echad is a bearer, it's a better bearer than Chazaka. Chazaka is not a bearer at all. So that's what explains the Gemara. So you're creating a paradox. You have trei v'trei, you go basa chazaka. Now you have raiv. So raiv is stronger than chazaka, so you go basa raiv. You can't go basa raiv because it's trei v'trei. It sounds like you're right, but you're not right because ruba is only other from chazaka because it's mevar. If you have a raiv that's not mevar, it's not stronger than chazaka. Right? You can't say kasha, eidim chazaka, eidim adif. You have eidim. When the raiv is mevar, it's stronger than chazaka. When the raiv is in a trei v'trei situation, it's not mevar. Even though the words of the kasha, you'll catch people off guard with the kasha. But then it's not so, because the raiv has to be a raiv that's mevar. Ruba chazaka, ruba adif is when you have a safik. When you have no raiz, the only raiz is raiz.
What's a ruba that's mevar?
An example of raiv that's mevar, when you milk a cow, well, how are you allowed to drink the milk? Maybe the cow's treif. We say, raiv behemoth ain't in treifus. You assume that most animals are not treif, so with a bar that you go basarai. The truth is, every time you eat meat, most animals, we don't. We only check the lungs, maybe the stomach. We don't check if the heart had a deformity. We rely on roiv behemis and treifis, and that's how we eat meat every day, because we rely that most animals are kosher. So the question on the next line we basically just covered: ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, and yet sleiklin al chazakis. We give skila based on a chazaka. If a woman was becheskes eishes ish, we assume she's still an eishes ish, and we give skila, even though maybe she got a get. She claims she got a get. Doesn't help. The chazaka make her wins. In Cain, roiv, she could be cycling out roiv. We don't give skila based on roiv. So teretz is that. It's same shayla that ruba chazaka ruba adif and ain hocham amenachar roiv. We go b'sa chazaka after roiv. So I think that's why I asked in a shir, I asked Mamin, Siskila would be, I guess, a stronger ray. There's a question in the remember the marker for it, if when you say Hamaiti Machada Alvaraya, you hold something because it was yours Meikara, if that makes it yours for Dine Lula Vesrik. It has to be Lachem. If you have it in Torah, and Hamaitim Lachavei Avaraya Paskin Zais. Let's say nobody's a crook. I'm honest. He's honest. We don't know what happened. Shoshanaga Chesapara, right? I sold him an animal, and afterwards I don't know what happened. The animal died after, died before. You have such sveikis where you don't know. So Chazaka Paskin Zais, we say it changed later. So does that make something Lochem for Hilchis Esrig? Let's say the need is over an esrig. I traded an esrig for something, and I don't know if that thing existed at the time. So there's a nidain in the usual places. I would say to see this, if that's enough to be called lochem. Okay, then we went to beim b'cheskesisas yuvan lochem b'manishkata machlekes Rashi and Taisus. I mentioned that this gemara is in Cholin, and in Beyachav Hay where the Taisus is found. Rashi, I think in both places, Rashi says that a behema b'chaya, why is it b'cheskes iser? Because of iser eva menachai. That's something you have to remember, because that's the makor of mazikim iser le'iser, that Rashi. Rashi says a behema b'chaya is b'cheskes iser, and that's because it starts with eva menachai, achivar l'chaba manishchata. Tosfos asks, that Eivim Rachai, that's a chagan, the animal's dead. So it's not Eivim Rachai. So what are you talking about Eivim Rachai? So Tosfos says, there's a chazaka, v'zavachta v'achalta, there's a chazaka shalai nizbacha. It didn't have shchita, lai nishchita. So that's Tosfos, that's a continuous chazaka of lai nishchita. So Pashtus Rashi holds, machzikim isa l'iser. Tosfos holds, ein machzikim. Did we talk about the svara? We'll talk about it, I don't remember. I think I just asked, why do you say Alpi Svara? What should be the Svara? Chazaka goes from one Issa to another or not? Well, being Svara, I tell you, it had a Cheskes Eivim Rachai, and now it's Shechted. I'm not sure if, let's say, the knife was Pogum or not before the Shechita, B'Shah Shechita. So I'll give the Chazaka the Meikara of Eivim Rachai.
It's a reis in the shechita
where I find the pagam in the knife. You're right. But let's say the knife gets lost, so we know that it's kosher.
How come the carbon there didn't change?
What?
How come the carbon there didn't change until later?
Because that means it didn't change, right?
So here,
and the chayzach had changed.
It is.
So it should not be a good.
Yeah.
So what do you say to that?
Never shatet.
Never shatet. So what the two of you are saying, it sounds correct. The shaila is by chazaka, do we give it a cheskes shem iser? Who cares which iser? Or do I give it a chazaka eva menachai? If I call the chazaka eva menachai, so then the svara is we shouldn't be masim misalis because eva menachai zecha went away. If I say I don't care about the shem iser, I care that it's iser remains.
Well,
You have to come on that it didn't change. So here, it's a chazaka in din. So the chazaka in din is a logic to say the psak din is iser, so it stayed iser. In which case, oh, you think that's the machlokes? You're saying Tosfos holds a chazaka in guf, alive and dead. And I was thinking that even a chazaka in din, the question is, do you go basa the shem of the din, or you go basa the psak of the din? If you go according to the shem of the din, say when a chai comes off. If you go basa the shem iser, then the iser should continue. In other words, if you say imazik in isel iser, you're saying that you can't. Eivun Achai is one thing, and that's if it went off. You say Masikim Yisalisa, then you say it has a shame Yisr, this it continues. That would be a logical difference. I don't know if you're right. You're saying it's Eivun Achai. You're limiting yourself to a case of Eivun Achai. It may be a case of Issa and Issa where it's not a physical change. So think about it. Now, I'm sure I didn't speak it out. Let me tell you now the Rajba and our Gemara. I have to come back and remember our Gemara. What was our Gemara's case? You had a tzara, the problems of the tzara. The whole Yavamis, the problems always with the tzara, almost always with the tzara. The tzara was married, and the Erva was married, they're married to this man. He's married to his niece and a tzara. And now she's the Cheskas. What? That if a husband dies, she's mutal l'shuk. Tzara's erva. The husband threw a get safikara. We don't know if she's divorced or she's not divorced. So our Gemara says that she has cheskes heter because she's muteris l'shuk. So therefore, it should continue. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let the chazaka continue. A cheskes heter. She had the cheskes heter l'shuk. And Rabbi will say, you're right. I'm just exerting the Rabbi. But we're saying she has a cheskes heter l'shuk. Frek the Rashba Akash. What kind of cheskes heter l'shuk? Calls a man, her husband's alive. What is she? Husband's alive. She is Esh Yisish. She's Asur l'shuk. When her husband's alive, she's an Esh Yisish. Her husband died. We have a suffix. Did she get a heter l'shuk or not? Or does she mechuyav in yibam? If you hold nafsekina me'isa le'isr, so why here is Rabba saying it's a cheskes heter l'shuk? Not a cheskes heter. When she's alive, she's an Esh Yisish. So kol sheman she's alive, she's an Esh Yisish. So we should say nafsekina me'isa le'isr. And when the husband died, it's a suffix if she becomes mutal l'shuk or she's chuyav in yibam. We should go to the next Isser, and we should say she's Mechuyav in Yibam. Rabbi Gakasha. Bishlam, you hold Eimas, Yikim Isser, Le Isser, and then the Gemara is good. Esh Yisish doesn't count. The husband Zicha died. And we're only worried about Mutal Meshuk. So then, you know, if you don't say Misser, Le Isser, it's Kishmak. But if you say Mas, Yikim Isser, Le Isser, it's a Frekta Rajba, then she's Nesh Yisish B'chai Yibayla. So what's Rabba saying? That she should be mutter, she has a chazak, she becomes mutter l'shuk. What do you mean chazak? She's a chazak yisr l'shuk. She's Esh Yisish. So the Rashi brings this kashi, he brings it b'shem the Ramban. Now, I'll add to you, that appears to be the beginning of Tosfos' second kashi. When we learned to Tosfos, I didn't want to get bogged down, because the ikar I wanted to spend time was on the second half of Tosfos' kashi. It looks like there are words missing in Taisus. Taisus Vim Taimar. The third wide line in Taisus Isha. Essentially, Taisus till the Chulin Pei Daf test seems to be asking one Kasha. And after that, seems to be asking a different Kasha. The Vim Taimar, read it. Hacha Mukminan Isha Becheskes Hetel Lashok. Apop Isha Beshashan Eilat Asaf Ekoisem Medi Becheskes Isha Shabbai Ladayin Chai. That Kasha, if you stop there, is the Rajma's Kasha. Why are you telling me this woman is Becheskes Issa L'shuk? She's Becheskes Esh Yisish, her husband's alive. That seems to be one kasha of Taisus. Then Taisus says, Per Kama D'Chulin, we say a concept of Reisa Mechayim, Here there's a Reyes HaMechai. Because I wanted to spend time in Reyes HaMechai, I didn't spend time in the beginning of Tosfos Kasher. But it looks like the beginning of Tosfos Kasher isn't a Kasher, it's the Rashba's Kasher. It's a Kasher that she had a Cheskes HaMechai, she's Eish HaSish.
The Reyes HaMechai only
makes
it worse.
It's true, but wouldn't that Kasher stand without it? You don't think the Reyes HaMechai Kasher stands by itself? You have a Reyes HaMechaim. Let's say a Masik in this list. So there is no Reyes. There is no Chazak HaMechaim. So I'm only, it's just something I care concerned about. So I'm only concerned about the get itself. I think the Kash would be good anyway. Why does the Rashba answer? His final answer. He has one answer that he knocks off. So if you look at it inside, don't be thrown off. Let's think about it. Let's say it was Girish Ubasaif Karnas. So the man threw a get Safik Karav to the Arab Safik Nat. The next day he marries this woman. Now, when she gets married, the Cheskes Eish HaSish comes. She does have a Cheskes Eish HaSish. Does she have a chazaka that she's going to be mutal l'shuk when her husband dies? So that depends on the question of Reyes HaMechai. But the Cheskes Eish HaSish, l'chayr, she has. So, that's true. But if you're going to say that the Cheskes Eish HaSish paskin ice, in a case where it's Kanas L'Mesayv Girish, if you would say that, which we don't say, then by Girish L'Mesayv Kanas, L'Chayri should say the same thing. Because the Maestro, she had a Cheskes Eish HaSish. Unless he's saying the Suffolk started earlier, and the Cheskes Eish HaSish made. Anyway, the Rashba says something, which I don't know if it's a third Shita, or an explanation of Rashi, but the Rashba says the following. He says, when do we say Chazaka the Isser L'Isser? Where the second Isser logically follows the first. Where it's normal for the second Isser to follow the first. If it doesn't have a matir, the second Isser will automatically follow. Every single animal in the world that's Eva Merachai will turn into Nevela if there's no Dover HaMatir. Every single time you have Eva Merachai, when that animal finishes being Eva Merachai, unless it has a Dover HaMatir, it will automatically turn into Nevela. So therefore, we say the Isser L'Isser. Because one is a concept, it's a follow-up to the previous one. However, it's not true that every Ishish in the world automatically turns into a Yavama, unless it has a Dover HaMatir. It's not true. Depends on the case. If she's married to an Arava, she won't. If she has children, she won't. If Dasman has no brothers, she won't. There are many Eish HaSish in the world. As a matter of fact, 99% of Eish HaSish in the world fall off as soon as you get married. As soon as the husband dies. There are cases where a number of circumstances come together. There's a brother, there's no child, there's no married to an Arava. And then she becomes Yavama L'Shuk. But it doesn't, by definition, follow. One Isser doesn't follow the other by definition. Therefore, says the Rashba, we only say Chazaka the Isser L'Isser in a very narrow range of cases. We'll come up and see if we come for a second case where it happens. In a very narrow range of cases, when do you say Masakina the Isser L'Isser? Only where one follows the other, unless it has a matir. It needs a double matir not to follow.
You need something physically happen in order to change the item.
You need a matir.
You need something to happen to change. If the status quo doesn't change.
If you stay status quo, it doesn't change. In other words, the Cheskes Isser remains unless there's a Dover HaMatir. The din of Eved Menachai is it stays also forever unless a matir comes along. So, therefore, that Chazaka the Meikara is Gomei Isser L'Isser. That changes everything. This Rashba makes everything different. Until this Rashba, Masakina Isser L'Isser, any Isser L'Isser. After this Rashba, very limited cases of Isser L'Isser. Only where one Isser normally follows the other, unless there's a Matir. And we're not even saying that in this case it has to follow. We're saying the definition of the Isser has to follow. Because hereby, when she's married, has no children, and it also would follow.
The understanding of the Rashi that it automatically changes, you know, the same as the Isser. His understanding is there is a Chazaka Meikar, but also the same as the Isser. His understanding is there is no Chazaka Meikar, period. But it's going to change eventually.
My understanding is that when there's a chazak of the meikara that definitely left, definitely disappeared
by itself,
then, and then we have no suffix about that, so then that doesn't go into the equation.
But isn't he hold that there's no concept of chazak of meikara by such cases, or he holds you don't say maskim mislis by such cases?
You don't say maskim mislis.
But there is a concept of chazak of
meikara. So the meikara, but I'm not sure of a nafkamina. Nafkamina, if you don't know if the meat was cut off, the chayim or lachamisa, you could come up with a chetimtza, but. Okay, so this is the Rashba now sugya. Now I would like to go back to Masakina Me'esel Eser. Now this requires a lot of work. I mentioned to you in the Yehuda Tshuva about what was the case, a Yavama of an Asufi, an Almana of an Asufi. Okay, remember vaguely? I mentioned to you that the Yehuda and Mordechai Ben Ned have an argument, and I wasn't going to go into the Lumdis. They have an argument in a case where you have an Asufi, an adopted child, doesn't know his relatives, knows he's Jewish, doesn't know his relatives, got married and died without children. His almana has no idea if this deceased husband had any siblings, had any brothers. What do we do in such a case? So, I don't know, if to break our heads a little over it, it's only two paragraphs. Mordechai Benet's psak is in the first paragraph of the tshuva. There are other, like I said, there are other considerations there, not negeas. So Nadi Yehuda first deals with one of the other considerations in his tshuva, but I think it's the second paragraph in his tshuva, he deals with the potes negea our gemara. They both say this gemara is different than that case. But they say opposite reasons why this gemara is different than that case. One the chumra, one the kula. So tomorrow I'd like to, as best we could, I hope to spend time on it tonight, because it's not an easy tshuva to plug into the Gemara. It just takes a lot of thinking. So I'd like you tomorrow to try to work on that, because I'd like to deal with Mezakina Me'esalis. There's also one Shmaitza on Esalisir. Also in Shmaitza Hey, I don't remember which parak it was. It starts with a Marit. So those are the two things on Esalisir I'd still like to do. And once you get tired of Chazakis, let me know, and we'll move on. But as long as there are cases that catch the imagination, I think it'll be easier to work with it. Certainly, this case, I think, is one that's okay. Yeshu Eis Amechayim. That was the main topic of Taisvis. Machlokes the Ramah in the Meram Lublin. I hope I'm safe to say that everybody knows the case, the water in the brain. Shaila, if it was treif or not, then we don't know. We don't know if the animal had the mayach surrounding the water, which is kosher, or the mayach not surrounding the water, which is treif. The Ramah was the machmir, the Ramah Blum was the makel, and you should have klar. The Ramah is the same as Taisis Kasha. Taisis Kasha was that a reis and mechayim messes up a chazaka. The Ramah is equal to Taisis Kasha. Ramah Blum is the same as Taisis Teretz. That's the Aleph days. Despite the fact they both point to Taisvis, the Ramah is only like the Kasha, and Marmul Blin is like the Teretz of Taisvis. The Shach Nun Gimel is the Yasha the Ramah by saying, why is the Ramah hanging his hat on Taisvis Kasha? Because he holds that Taisvis Kasha is true like Abayin Rava, Taisvis Teretz is only like Rava, and he holds the Halach is like Taisvis Kasha, which is an unusual thing. In Shmaitza Hey Perak Aleph, he brings the Shach. Okay, if you want to see the Shach but more bekitzer than the language of the Shach, Shmaitzei Perek Aleph, he brings the Shach. The next line, Shmaitzei Perek Tes, there he defends the Meram Lublin. That's the complicated way he learns it to Taisis Kasha. Taisis Kasha was laid up by En Rava. The Kilos Yaakov had the Nidain on this Shmaitzei Perek Tes. What do you do if the Chazaka makes Psokim Asos and Zeh Zeh? So that again is something you should be familiar with. It's Aleph Beis of Shas. When you in Yeshivas, we learn Noshim and Nezikin. Noshim and Nezikin is the bread and butter of knowing Torah. Chazakis, Migus, all these things are the basics. They stretch out to Rechaim and Yeridai and Ebenezer too. But they come from Chesham Mishpat. The rules of Chazakis and Migus and Sveikis, that's, you have to be familiar with it. The Shiloh of Stiris of Chazakis that makes Psokim that Asais and Zerazer, Shmaita Dala Perik Dala, the Beisil and the Prechadash. I beg you, if you haven't done it already, take out Shmaita Dala Perik Dala. The case with the half an animal in the butcher store and half the animal outside of the butcher store. It's interesting when I say it. It was none to a me. It's interesting when the Shmaitzer says it. A lot of Shmaitzers are complicated. Shmaitzer Dal Perik Dalid, if we're an eighth grader. It's Geschmack, it flows, and it's very clear. Shmaitzer Dal Perik Gimel, I'm sorry. That's a mistake. It says in Yeshik Shmaitzer Dal Perik Dalid, it's Perik Gimel. Okay, I keep on making a mistake. Perik Dalid, the Shmaitzer is Mephalpal on it. But the Beis Hillel and the Prechadash is brought there in Shmaitzer Dalet Perek Gimel. Okay, Shmaitzer Hey Perek Zayin B'Yishuv HaMaram Lublin. Okay, that's really where he answers the Taisvus that I mentioned earlier. Okay, Shmaitzer Perek Zayin is what answers the Shach. And the Sheet, yeah, Shmaitzer Perek Test before. Shmaitzer Perek Zayin here. Perek Zayin is where he answered the not like the Shach. Perek Tes was the Maram Lublin's Kasha from the cheese in the milk. Okay, the order should have been different, but Shmaitzer Perek Tes is the case of the cheese in the milk, the milk that you found the afterwards. The Maram Lublin brought a riot to his Shita, and the Shmaitzer answered it. Now the next line, Iyin Chazalka Shalim is Bar B'Shaita, the traces of an animal being a Shvacha Chazalka Shalim is Bar B'Shaita. I didn't give it adequate time because I didn't want to confuse the Olam. But there is an idea that a chazaka has to be known at the time, and therefore the whole case of the cheese and the animals is a mess because there's no chazaka shalom is barav b'shait. It's taisus kasha. The answer is that the chazaka of the animal, if you hold the chazaka, has to be in this barav b'shait. You don't have a chazaka in the animal. Is an idea that says in a few rishayim and Dan Fullen, of a chazaka haba mikayach roiv. We say the animal didn't change because most animals are not treifus, and that by the treifus of the animal, everyone agrees we give the animal a chazaka. Question is how to explain it. The last thing, a machlekes mechaber amor racing in peyal pathkos chazaka. If you got that far and had no idea what he's talking about, it's okay because we didn't talk about it yet in Shir. It's a very interesting machlekes mechaber amor. And I'll tell you what the case is, and you should look at it. The shaila is the following. I already told you that if you shecht an animal, find a hole in the lungs, the cheese from yesterday is kosher. That's a typical case of chazaka d'meikara. The power problem is my bara b'shaita, it messes you up your thinking. But lamaisa, it's a standard case of chazaka d'meikara. You shecht an animal, you find a hole in the lung, you assume the milk is kosher. Now listen to the shayla. The Chabar Ramah argue in the following case. I shecht an animal, I take out the lung, it has a hole in the lung, but the hole in the lung grew a scab on it. Mitzius is that a hole in the animal doesn't grow a scab until 3 days. It's at least 72 hours after the hole occurs that it starts to grow a scab. What does that mean? I shecht an animal Sunday morning. I find a hole with a scab. What's the din of the milk I milked yesterday? Yesterday was Shabbos. What's the din of the milk I milked Friday? What's the din of the milk I milked Friday? Huh? Not a trick question. The milk I milked Friday is Vaday Treif. Why is it Vaday Treif? This animal had the hole in the lung on Friday. If it has a scab today, it had a hole in the lung from Friday. What's the din of the milk I milked last Sunday, a week ago? So the Ramah says, a week ago, that's fine. Why? Because Chazaka d'meikara. I know it was originally not treif. I don't know when it became treif. Given it's Chazaka d'meikara. Now, I can't give the Chazaka d'meikara until today, because I know 72 hours was treif. But 73 hours ago, I could give a chazak to the Meikar. So the Ramah holds that you give a chazak to the Meikar to 73 hours ago. Beis Yosef says no. Once the chazak to the Meikar is gone, it's gone. You don't have a chazak to the Meikar, you can't say it happened today. It definitely happened earlier. Once it happened earlier, bang, all the milk is treif. I have cheese from 11 months ago, it's also treif. That cheese from 13 months ago, it's good, because I know it lived 12 months. That cheese from 11 months ago, it's also treif. What is the mumdis of the Machlokes Mechaber Ramah? That's Hafkos Chazaka. The Chazaka flew off, came off. Can I give a Chazaka to 3 days ago? At least the Mashkafa Rishayna, it seems to be a Machlokes. So see there, it's Hashem. So these are coming attractions. That's what we want to get to. So again, I beg you, Chaz of the Sheet, know what it says here. Then we'll move on to the Nagri Huda. There's one more Shmeitzah, and the case of Hakar Chazaka.